heard that right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
So keep in mind that this.
Oh, my phone's ringing upstairs now too.
Does it matter?
Nope. I don't care. So what's up, honey?
Oh man, last night the phone rang at like 3:30.
In the morning?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
I didn't find out what happened until now.
What happened?
Remember my mom's friend Pamela?
Yes.
Her husband had an aneurysm.
Her husband had an aneurysm?
Yeah, brain aneurysm.
Did I know this?
No, it just happened. I'm telling
you. Oh, my God.
Christ, I'm telling you. And he's dead. I mean, he's brain
dead. He's dead?
He's going to be dead within 48 hours.
Oh, my God. Wasn't she the one who was there when
yeah.
For your mom's birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that rough?
That's awful. Oh, my God.
Guy was driving in his car, apparently.
Uh-huh.
And it happened.
Well, he might not die. I mean, one of our, like, teachers at Mequon,
yeah.
Her husband had an aneurysm, a brain aneurysm, over the summer.
Yeah.
And he's doing well now. Like, he's recovering.
Crin, he's been pronounced brain dead.
Holy shit.
I mean, apparently, like...
So what happened? He was driving in his car?
Yeah, like... A cop happened to notice that there was this car on the side of the road. And he went over to the side of the road and saw, like, Jeff with his head, like, you know, like, down on the dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
So they were going to medevac him to Massachusetts General,
uh-huh.
Which is, like, you know, one of the best hospitals.
Right.
But apparently they didn't think they had time.
Right.
So they took him to this other place. And,
mm-hmm.
Like, they said it's pretty hopeless at this point.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they could be repaired, but, I mean, I'm sure it's nothing that didn't occur to them.
That's something that can just happen?
Yeah. What do you mean? It happens all the time.
At the drop of a hat?
Yeah. You didn't hear about it happening to, like, that Penn basketball player?
No. Why does that happen?
I don't know. It happened to one of my fraternity brothers, too. He dropped dead.
Like, you just get a brain aneurysm and you die.
Yeah. It happens. It's a crazy world.
I want to, like, look that up. I'm going to look it up on the computer.
It's crazy.
Like, there has to be some reason. Like, what happens to the brain?
They don't know what causes it. It just, it's like a freak thing.
That's so strange.
Pretty sad, huh?
Very.
She's sitting there, like, waiting for his, waiting for him to flatline.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's so sad.
It's really rough.
Yeah.
I mean, you figure at 3:30, you get called at 3:30 in the morning. It's like not a good
something, time. I know. Yeah, like that time you called your mom on her birthday.
That
remember?
3:30 in the morning, was it?
It's like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, like 1. Oh, yeah, and they thought it was bad news.
Yeah.
Huh.
I was like, don't call now. You're like shit-faced. You're like, I have to call my mom.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, what a day. I'm so tired.
You must be.
Luckily, I don't work tomorrow till 2.
Oh, that's good.
And I'm going to try to have someone cover my shift for Sunday.
Yeah, I got to get to school at the crack. I mean, to work at the crack.
Yeah, oh, man. Bites. I gotta get this freaking paper done.
This cat is out of control.
Really?
He's like, all of a sudden, become extremely playful.
Oh, really?
He's running around all, like, running around my closet, trying to get into every box that I have. She's out of hand. I'm gonna banish her.
Mm. Oh, I took off work for Friday.
Oh, you were able to?
Yeah.
So what does that mean, like?
What?
In terms of your getting here, what does that mean?
Oh, I'll still get there Friday, but in the afternoon. I called Chambliss after I got off the phone with you.
Yeah.
This afternoon. Just because, you know, I wanted to make sure he knew I wasn't coming in today.
Right.
You know, because he might not have gotten the message or whatever.
Right. Did he know?
Yeah, he knew. And I was like, and I know that... this is short notice, but I also need next Friday off if it's possible. And he was like, no problem. He's like, but then you got to come in on Thursday. Because he likes me to get work because he wants me to make money.
Right.
You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, I'll work on Thursday.
Looking out for you?
Yeah, he really is.
He seems to be a nice man.
He's like, you need to work your at least 2 days a week, Corinne. Otherwise, you're not, you're making peanuts here.
So true.
I'm like, all right.
Seems to be a nice man.
He's so nice. He's very, very nice. I swear, if I had, like, total control, I would even invite him to our wedding.
If you had total control.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he is just so nice.
Is he married or not?
Yeah, he's married.
Is that his son that was there?
Uh-huh.
He looks exactly like him.
Doesn't he?
I was like,
they're, like, identical.
He looks like a little geek.
Yep, and they dress alike, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
So funny. Oh, my
God. So is that his only job?
Yep.
So is he poor?
Who, James? Oh, he's a teacher.
Oh.
He teaches at Greenfield.
Oh, and he does?
Yeah, and he runs the program.
So that's extra income.
Right.
What kind of teacher is
he? He's a fifth grade teacher.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Is he a good teacher? You know?
Yeah, he's a one of the co-ops for the START program, but undergraduate.
Oh, okay.
How much would I be loving life if he was my cooperating teacher?
What do you mean undergraduate?
You know there's education is an undergraduate major.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Me neither until I got to this program.
Is it horseshit or is it like...
It's not like you get a master's. I mean, with a master's, you are required more money.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You do.
Whereas...
I mean, you command more.
Correct, right. You command more money. And it's also in the, it's in that book or whatever. It says with a master's, you know, the minimum amount you could make is such and such.
Right.
But, so, yeah, that would have been great for me if he was my cooperating teacher. I could work every day.
But not for free, I mean, but you wouldn't be able to get paid.
Of course I would. Work at Greenfield every day. Because, I mean, my co-op is only...
But you're not allowed to get paid for that, I thought.
No, not teaching. Like, just being at Greenfield.
Oh, you mean just to be there. Oh, because you...
From 2:30 to 5:30 and being paid for that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
You know what I mean?
You'd be
there
anyway, might as well stay till...
Exactly. That would have been... I could be making so much money.
That would have been great.
Oh, my God, I know. That's like $160 a week.
What?
Like $150 a week.
Yeah, cash.
Cash. How great would that be? I wouldn't need this freaking limited job. I have my weekends off. I hate this job.
Yeah, just don't be spending any more money at that job.
No way.
Not really.
You were so right by telling me just to return that stupid sweater. I don't need any of their clothes, first of all. You know?
Yeah.
I have enough clothes to get me by. I don't need to buy anything else.
Yeah, I mean, plus that dog shit that they were trying to pull with you with, like, pay an extra dollar and you can keep it. You're like,
yeah.
Then you were like, well, I'll just keep the one I don't like. I was like, what?
Yeah.
You were, like, so ready to just keep that one.
Yeah, because I didn't want to pay the stupid dollar, but you're right, yeah. I know.
So, did you get a free 30-minute call phone? Oh, yeah, you used yours.
I used it to call my grandmother.
Right.
In Dominican Republic.
I'm surprised you weren't able to interest your mom in this thing.
Well, she said she was interested. I don't know what the hell happened.
Right.
Did Carlos do it ever or no?
No. I mean, I asked him like 4 times and then I got sick of like telling
bringing
him.
It up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure if I brought it up again, but I mean, the thing is, I don't think you're going to get, like, your 10 people or whatever.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
Yeah, I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, I know. Right. It's like, it's not even worth the hassle begging people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can only say it so many times.
I know. Oh, my God. So, I took a bottle of wine from the...
Oh, yeah?
From the place today?
From the place?
From the studio. From the office? From New York?
They had it?
Yeah. There's like a little mini bar with seltzer and all these wines.
Yeah.
So I asked the secretary, I'm like, hey, Joan, it's been a really long day. Can I take one of these? She's like, sure, I do all the time.
What, is it good?
No, it's like a piece of crappy bottle.
Huh.
But whatever, for us.
Is it little or big?
It's a regular bottle of wine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
That was pretty ballsy of me, but I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
I just saw it there. I'm like, oh, that might be nice to, like, have a glass of wine tonight or something.
Oh, did you open it?
I'll save it. I haven't opened it.
You should have taken that, like, gourmet train there, too.
Yeah. Oh, well. I know. I could have eaten dinner for free on the frickin' train.
I don't know why you didn't just, like, buy, like, get a dinner and build them.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Whatever.
Yeah, no big deal. It's over now.
Yep.
So how was your day?
It was, like, not really as productive as I would have liked it to be.
Really?
Not really.
Yeah, I could be doing so much stuff. I'm just tired. I need to just veg out, you know?
I mean, I can. I have two tests.
Yeah. Oh, man. When Thursday, right? Tuesday and Thursday?
No, Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're in serious business.
Yeah. Pretty knee-deep right now.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Wasted a lot of time today.
Yeah. That's not good.
Is Carlos,
are you going to do any work tonight?
What?
Are you going to do any work tonight?
Yeah, but I mean, I can't stay up all night. I got to go to work at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, I should be in bed by 12.
Yeah.
I mean, at the latest.
Right. So what happened? Why couldn't you get any work done today?
Well, number one, I was worried, like, about your trip.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, like, Carlos kept pushing back our meeting time.
Oh.
Because he got stuck at work.
Uh-huh.
And then we ended up never meeting.
Oh, really?
So I got screwed out of several hours doing that.
Uh-huh. That stinks.
Yeah. Pulp Fiction's playing now.
What?
Pulp Fiction's playing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean it's playing right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it'll be playing, like, constantly.
Oh, great. Cool. So, your parents gonna be home next weekend?
Actually, yeah, I think they will be.
Yeah?
They're going to L.A., like, soon, but I don't.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my dad's gotta go on business, and my mom's gonna go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's too bad for us, but it'll be nice.
Yep.
To see them.
Yeah, they'll be around.
What?
They'll be here as far as I know.
Yeah, it's fine.
Huh?
I thought we could just have one of those weekends, like last time I was up there.
Nope.
That was nice.
Apparently not.
What?
Apparently not.
No big deal. Oh, my God. Oh, James is having a green party.
Come on.
On homecoming.
Oh, for REM?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't... A Penn, for Penn's homecoming?
Right.
He doesn't go to Penn, does he?
No.
Does he go anywhere?
What?
Does he go anywhere?
He went to University of the Arts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did he ever, like, call you back about the smokes thing?
Yeah, he's, like, really... He didn't call me back, but he said it, you know, at work.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Whatever. I mean, let him do a shit on his own, you know?
I know, I mean...
It's not my problem. Like, yeah... If we would have gone out that night, that would have been great so that he could have gotten to meet Joe, like, whatever.
I mean, it's nothing you can afford to stress out about.
Exactly. I mean, I really don't care.
Yeah.
So, I got him the list of, like, fraternities and sororities at Penn.
Yeah.
The phone numbers so that he could, like, mail them flowers, flyers.
I think that's enough.
Exactly.
I mean, I wouldn't do too much more. I mean, you're a busy person.
Exactly. I mean, I totally am.
It's not like this guy's been, like, super great to you either.
Yeah. I missed a meeting today. I completely forgot I scheduled a meeting with this grad student. She's getting her PhD. She wants me to be part of her study or whatever.
So you just blew it off?
She called me tonight. She was like...
Did you talk to her?
Yeah, I called her.
Were you like...
I was like, I completely forgot. I'm so sorry. You know, and she said, no, I figured that because, you know, we had spoken about it so long ago that, you know, if you didn't put it in your date book, it's probably like erased from your memory. I'm like, that's exactly what happened. I didn't write it down. And she said, fine, you know, we're going to meet tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow, Monday.
Where were you supposed to have met Matt?
At Penn.
Like where?
In her office, like in the graduate education building.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't that much of an inconvenience.
What, for her? Oh, no. She had to be there anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So it was no big deal. Whatever. Oh, man. I gotta write this goddamn descriptor review crap. And I have to solve that Penny problem. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm. I'm really kind of tired of hearing about this Penny problem.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not like I have it in front of me.
So, do your brother enjoy his weekend home?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't.
You didn't see him?
I saw him like for about 10 minutes.
Oh, he came back early.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where the hell did I go? I went.
My house.
Well, I went to class and then I came back and he was gone.
Oh. Huh. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh boy. So Anilda is going to Dominican Republic on Sunday.
Sunday.
And Alex is gonna be.
Jesus.
Thrown in the way.
That sucks.
Doesn't it though? Isn't that awful, Adam?
I don't see like why your parents think it's like amusing.
Right. Piss me off, you know?
I'm like...
And then my dad's, like, blaming Anilda?
Didn't you think it was a reasonable question for me to say, like, for me to ask, like, don't you get mad at him for it?
Of course.
And they were just like,
No, it's her fault for being so naive or something. I was like, what?
He's not blood, I mean.
Exactly.
I mean, I have no problem with him. I'm just saying, like, if it were... If we're in my family, like, it would be completely different.
I know.
This guy would be an outcast.
Right. And didn't you see the, did you hear, like, how when he was in Dominican Republic, what he had, all those girlfriends and shit?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. I can't believe that. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy. I mean, not that I know what the kind of guy would look like, but you know what I mean?
He doesn't seem like he has, like, a really strong personality, does he?
No.
Isn't he very reserved?
Yeah. And very, like,
Maybe he's not.
Maybe I guess not.
Like, maybe that's just because, I mean, maybe if I spoke his language, I'd know more about him.
But, I mean, I do, and...
Yeah, but you're not.
And I've known him all my life.
But you're not a guy.
Yeah.
Bet your dad knows a lot about his shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm
bet
sure.
Bet he knows a lot about your dad's shit, too.
Exactly.
Bet your dad can't afford to burn this guy.
Nope, exactly. Even my mom brought that up.
She did?
Yep.
What'd she say?
She was like, because I know Anilda knew something that I don't know, and that she would never tell me. So.
Do you think Anilda knows something?
Well, that's what my mom keeps saying. When Alex and my dad had this bodega in New York. They ran like a store. They had a convenience store.
Right.
That they bought.
Right.
And like something happened during that time. I don't know what.
I don't know. I don't know if Anilda did something.
I don't know. My mom kept like bringing it up one day. I'm like, whatever, Ma, you know.
I know Alex knows.
Either find out or don't.
I know Alex knows a lot of things that she doesn't know.
What?
I bet Alex knows a lot of things that she doesn't know.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But I don't know about Anilda. I don't think Anilda could keep something like that.
I know. That's what I said. I'm like, Anilda can't keep a secret for anything.
Yeah. She has no
none of the women in our family can keep a secret.
She also doesn't really have much of an incentive to, I mean.
Yeah.
Why would she care?
Exactly. I don't know. I don't know. So.
Whatever.
Yeah. Wish I was going to Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Don't you?
not if you had to go for it. Not if you like had to go because your husband refused to like look at you.
Yeah. Isn't that awful?
He like they're making him do this.
I know. Well, you know, my dad's a bastard because he keeps calling her ugly like every 5 seconds that he sees her.
I was just gonna say that. Like he hasn't helped at all.
You know.
That's not.
And like when he goes, he provokes like. Like whenever Alex and Onilda are around, she's always busting on Onilda's chops. Like if you and I had are married for like you know 25 years, 30 years, whatever, and like maybe I'm not as attractive as like when we met or whatever, but I'm still your wife. And if some man was like saying, ratting on how I looked,
break his neck.
Do you know what? Like right? But I mean, Alex is just the reserved. Person.
Don't you think he gets pissed off though?
He must. What husband is not going to get pissed off?
If someone's sitting there
calling
ugly, how ugly.
His wife ugly. You know, and like my dad said, she dresses like a clown, and like, you know.
But where?
Yeah, she doesn't have very good taste. But
where
you know.
Where does he get off like saying this stuff?
Exactly. Like he says it just to like be an instigator and start playing a game or whatever. But you know what I mean, like.
I don't know. I don't see where Alex lets him get away with it either.
Me neither. I think it's rude.
Can you see somebody saying that, like, with my dad, like, to my mom about...
Never.
With my dad in there?
Never.
He'd, like, kill them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've often wondered, does Alex really think it's funny?
I don't think so. But, I mean, he laughs.
What else is there to do? He's either laugh or, like, shit on
him. Yeah. That's true. Man. So Joara found home on Friday night.
So what else is new?
Who knows where she is?
Studying.
Yeah, right.
Does she have tests or anything?
Well, I have no idea. I haven't seen the girl. Ad, she's still walking around with that book.
What? Shut up. The 25 pages?
I mean, that's the only book that I've ever seen.
The 25 pages?
And it's only, yeah, but I mean, and the book's only like 150 pages long.
Read the goddamn thing.
I mean, I didn't think, you know, I didn't think something like that took so long.
So, I mean, in college, it shouldn't be like a semester project.
Semester project. I know.
Do you think there's a possibility that she's not enrolled in school?
I don't know. I don't think she's smart enough to pull that.
Well, I mean, certainly no one would ask her.
Yeah. But she needs grades to be sent home and stuff.
Eventually.
Yeah. Oh, I got that petition underway, too. On Thursday for those classes.
Oh, okay, good.
For them to count and everything.
Good.
So I don't have to take an extra semester.
I still haven't gotten my yearbook, and the charge showed up on my...
Then it should be coming.
It was $75.
Yeah, $75.
And the place is in, like, Bensalem, PA?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell's in Bensalem, PA? It said, like, some studio, and I was like, oh, man, someone took my card for a ride.
Oh, no.
And then I figured it out.
Nope. Yeah, so...
I wonder how long it's going to take.
Well, they said only about 2 to 4 weeks, but it might be 4 to 6. When did you get the charge?
The charge was made on, like, the 7th or something like that.
On the 7th
yeah.
of October?
Something like that, or 3rd.
Oh, so. I guess give it a couple more weeks.
And I'm going to give it as long as possible, because I have no idea, no way of contacting these people.
Yeah. So... Shouldn't be bad. Anyway. I remember they cut me off on this thing way early.
What thing?
On the phone.
Didn't they give you a warning?
Mm-mm.
They're supposed to give you a warning.
They are?
Yeah.
Does it say that?
It's supposed to say something like, your time is almost up or something like that.
Oh, really? I didn't get a warning. I was just cut off.
Really?
Yep, kind of pissed me off, too. My grandma was in the middle of a sentence. I was like, oops, gotta go.
Rough?
Yeah.
Did you get your $10 yet?
No. Not yet, but I called and they're going to be mailing it out soon. Who knows?
Is it 10 or 20 for you?
It was 10.
I thought for the out of country you get 2.
That's what I thought too, and I guess not. It was 10.
It says just before the time is over, you will hear a warning message saying that your time is almost over.
Oh, really?
Please complete your conversation and hang up as soon as possible.
I didn't hear that. Oh, well. Maybe something happened with just the line connection. Maybe we just got disconnected or something.
It's possible, knowing this phone system.
Yeah, it is possible.
What, I mean, how much conversation do you think you had?
Did we speak? We spoke for about 18 minutes.
That all?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I remember I was timing it.
Ours is about to end, I have a feeling.
Is it?
I mean, it's almost been a half hour.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be really tight for me.
Yeah?
I mean, I'll talk to you tomorrow night for like 20 minutes, 15 minutes.
No problem. Just study and, you know, get your stuff done.
This is so rough.
I know.
Got myself in another.
And you need to, like, start motivating more, you know?
What do you mean? I mean, I was at your house screwing around for 4 days. I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, don't blame me, though. Like,
I'm
you
not,
know?
But don't blame me.
Well, it's your studying, though.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I was at your house for 4 freaking days.
Yeah.
Didn't pick up a book. I mean, that's time I should have been studying, obviously. Don't sit here and tell me I need to motivate when then...
Well, I mean, I make my study time, like, when we don't see each other.
I didn't know you had tests.
No, I don't have tests, but I have papers every week.
That's fine. I mean, it's a little different. It's like you have to do a paper read.
Well, this girl's dancing merengue on TV. Trying to learn how to. It's pretty funny.
Coño.
Do you hear it?
No.
Kind of funny. Sound like Channel 2 News or something.
How are your teachers?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, man. I really don't want to go to work tomorrow. Damn.
Oh. The hospital needs you, honey.
I think my dad wanted me to go get autographs with him tomorrow night, but I'm going to have to tell him I can't.
Oh.
I really wanted to go see John Travolta, too.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
That's the day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was almost just what you said. Oh.
Oh, shit.
What?
It's funny.
That is funny. Oh, that's too bad you don't get to see John Travolta.
He's supposed to be pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, tell your parents I say hi.
I will.
Tell your dad I hope you had a lot of fun at the Italian-American convention.
My mom said she's very proud of you for going to the New York thing, like you did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why, she didn't think I would do it?
No, she just said that she's proud of you. It builds character.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. I'm glad I have some family who knows about it. My parents were like, don't do this.
You're not going to say anything.
No way.
Especially since you didn't get it. I mean,
yeah.
They'll shove that up your ass.
Exactly.
Make it into, like, you risked your life going to New York 3 times and, like...
Yeah, exactly.
They know who we are now.
Right.
Some
big deal.
Some bullshit, who knows?
Who cares?
Yeah.
So...
Did they make any suggestions, like, you should follow through with a career on this or not?
No, not really.
Did they say anything, like, we can't believe you don't...
They said, like, yeah, they couldn't believe that I had done it before.
Huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
But they're also probably kind of greedy, right? They don't want anyone else to, like...
Yeah, exactly.
They'd hate to see, like, Revlon all of a sudden, like...
Right.
Don't you think? I mean,
yeah, although Revlon is a supermodel company.
Right, yeah, but I mean...
But, yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. Like Clinique or something.
Oh, Revlon deals strictly with supermodels?
Yeah, that's it.
Who doesn't?
Like the major, cosmetic companies.
Don't.
Don't.
Isn't Revlon a major cosmetic company?
Yes, but I mean the more expensive lines don't.